the United Nations has designated today, June 8, 2009, as their first official World Oceans Day. At least two celebrations of the day are occurring around the Tampa Bay area. Meanwhile, a group plans to ask voters to amend the state's constitution to lift the ban on drilling off the Florida coast. Amy Frankel is the North American Regional Office Director of the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP. She says that in the past, World Oceans Day has been informally celebrated by many countries of the world.
The United Nations General Assembly actually formally designated June 8th as World Oceans Day just very recently this year. And so the purpose of it is to raise awareness of the oceans around the world through different events and activities.
Frankel says that oceans, which cover more than 70% of the surface of the Earth, are critically important, for example, to the climate and as a source of food.
Fish is such an important source of nutrition around the world, a great source of commerce, transportation. You know, most of the things, commerce that travels around the world goes by shipping. So the oceans are incredibly important, and yet somehow they're often out of sight because, you know, people don't necessarily interact with them every day and don't realize, you know, if we pollute our oceans that it actually does come back to us. And so it's just to raise awareness of how important that the oceans are.
On Monday, UNEP released a report called Marine Litter, a Global Challenge, about the millions of pieces of plastic garbage that are being added to the world's oceans. The Florida Aquarium in the Channel District of Tampa has celebrated World Oceans Day since the weekend. As a green sea turtle snacked on lettuce leaves floating on the surface of a tank, a Florida Aquarium dive master, Pam Hughes, prepared to give a special World Oceans Day presentation to visitors. Additional information about their Florida Keys coral restoration program has been added because, Hughes said, people take care of what they love.
And of course, just responsible use of our water areas. You know, be cognizant of your trash and make sure you're disposing of it properly.
How cold do they usually get?
55 degrees.
After petting starfish and stingrays, aquarium guests could visit tables with information about recycling, litter, and other topics important to protecting oceans. Several people attending the Florida Aquarium say that it's necessary to protect oceans and to commemorate World Oceans Day.
Oh, well, of course they're important. They provide a lot of things that we need.
Very important. I'm a diver and love diving. And they keep the planet going.
I think they're very important, and people need to work hard not to contaminate the waters and stuff to kill the fish.
I think it's good to do that because you're helping the animals.
Because it's full of so much beauty in life.
One Florida organization says it's time for the state to lift a ban on drilling and generate revenue by drilling and pumping oil from the Gulf of Mexico. Bradenton's Don Baldoff has started a website, floridaoil.org, to try to get two amendments to the Florida Constitution by presenting them to voters on the 2010 ballot.
Our proposal is to do just that, extend our borders out to 125 miles, and then have our drilling operations in the 25 to 125 mile range. What that does is, 25 miles out, that puts you three times past the line of sight where you could see a rig from the highest condo on the beach. And it would also get you out to the point where the surface currents, if there was any kind of a spill, because everybody's worried about that, if there were some kind of a mishap, then it would drift towards the west and not the east. So the oil's not going to come up on Pinellas County beaches. It's going to go towards Texas.
Much of the area Baldoff proposes to open up is now under federal jurisdiction, but he says a 1953 law, the U.S. Submerged Lands Act, would allow the state to wrest control from the feds if the Florida Constitution is amended.
The state can extend their boundaries, and it will be automatically accepted without prejudice. There was a Supreme Court ruling in 1954 that upheld that stated that the federal government can give up, they can relinquish the rights to the mineral rights to the submerged land to the states without affecting the sovereignty of the country.
But the regional director of the Ocean Conservancy, David White, isn't so sure it would be that easy.
I think, first of all, it's a big if that they can get this on the ballot. I'm sure that there will be a challenge by the federal government, because not only will this affect oil drilling in federal, what are now federal waters, but it will also affect fisheries in federal waters, which is now managed by the federal government. It'll now require the state to manage fisheries in those waters, as I understand the proposal. So that's a huge shift for the state of Florida beyond just oil.
White says the public will need time to debate how drilling will affect tourism, and he remains unconvinced that a spill would not affect Florida beaches.
There's a loop current that flows clockwise around the Gulf of Mexico. So while a oil rig off of, that spills oil into the water off of Pensacola may not affect the beaches in Pensacola, it might affect the beaches in Pinellas County or Sarasota or Naples, or it could affect the Florida, the coral reefs in the Florida Keys. The Gulf current then flows around the tip of Florida and up and merges with the Gulf Stream and comes up the east coast of Florida. So if they think that they can persuasively show that that's not the case, then let's see it.
FloridaOil.org's Don Baldoff says he needs to collect about 700,000 signatures before February 1st in order to get the issues on the ballot. That type of campaign is expensive, and he hopes to get individual donations as well as support from the fossil fuel industry.
You know, we're hoping that some of the people in the industry we've talked to will go ahead and make some donations and fully fund the project. About the only thing we won't do, I did turn down the possibility of a check from Citgo because, you know, we're not going to take any money from Hugo Chavez.
Baldoff is attempting to pass two related ballot initiatives at once. One would allow oil drilling off the state's coast. The other would require Florida to actively pursue an oil refinery, which he hopes would be in Port Manatee. Baldoff predicts the effort to get a constitutional amendment allowing drilling off of Florida's coast will be a landmark, history-making case. He was surprised to learn that Monday is World Oceans Day.
You know what? That is totally a coincidence because until you just told me that, I had no idea. I've never been a big fan of the UN, so I don't really follow a lot of what they do. So I think it's kind of that is kind of ironic.
As part of World Oceans Day, there will be a film screening and panel discussion about ocean acidification beginning at 6:30 tonight in St. Petersburg. It will be at the Florida Wildlife Research Institute at 100 8th Avenue South. You can find links to more information about World Ocean Day and FloridaOil.org on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.